Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 6 through 9. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world into our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Dear listening friend, it may seem strange that lessons are presented to Christian people about spiritual ignorance. It would seem more appropriate that such thoughts be directed toward those who are irreligious. Well, the truth is that both need such lessons. Unfortunately, the irreligious seldom will allow a thought of this nature to fall upon their ears. In fact, they studiously avoid such lessons. And those who are Christians have shown an interest in such matters and therefore are more inclined to listen. The lesson is designed to answer the question, why learn the message of the Bible? And as our text points out, the gospel, formerly a mystery and known only to God, was being preached. And some were accepting it, but others were rejecting it. But the matter under consideration concerns those who remain ignorant about it. Spiritual ignorance refers to the ignorance people have about God, about man's need for God, about God's provision for man, and God's revelation of this information. Such ignorance is deep and it is widespread. To even a casual observer, it should be glaringly obvious that more and more people know less and less about the Bible and what it teaches. Any attempt to present a quick and easy answer as to why we should learn the message of the Bible will not be forthcoming because it would fall short. But to make a summary statement, or a concise one, that might encompass the many things that can be said and must be expanded, we would say that spiritual ignorance will cause people to live sinful, godless, irresponsible, degenerate, and unsuccessful lives, while spiritual knowledge will lead them in the paths of righteousness and decency and morality and responsibility, and eventually heaven rather than hell. It is to be doubted that we can adequately measure the immense evil that reigns due to spiritual ignorance. When we look at the homes, we see divorce and separation, stress and strain. There is unhappiness and unfaithfulness, disturbances that adversely affect the young and the old. Consider the cities as well as the rural areas, infected with crime and gangs and drugs and rape and murder and every form of immorality. Can we begin to measure the havoc caused by the consumption of alcoholic beverages that degrades every nook and corner of society where it flows, and even brings terror and destruction on many who do not traffic in this drug, this poison, this defilement of humankind? The marketing of sin is big business in every community, in the form of pornography, prostitution, gambling being legalized in more and more places, graft and political corruption, all the other notable marks of a people who have lost their way, forsaken their standards, and adopted the manners of the servants of the devil. One cannot even go into a restaurant to buy a meal without being served huge doses of profanity and vulgarity, indecency in dress and conversation. Everything from sodomy to murder of unborn children, called abortion, characterizes and gives evidence of America's spiritual ignorance. The sad truth is that the avalanche of evil is growing, even as it already flows. How would the gospel affect all of this? The gospel is the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ provides a guide for the home, including each member of the family. It will develop love and consideration and morality, alongside doing unto others as you would have others do unto you. Christianity teaches respect and honor and truthfulness. Christianity upholds modesty and cleanliness and personal responsibility to do right. The gospel would rid the world of the consumption of alcoholic beverages. and the no-good, hypocritical so-called Christians notwithstanding, the greatest friend any nation has is a faithful Christian. He promotes good citizenship. He's an influence for good in everything that he does. He believes that righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. And righteousness is the Christian's business. It is his purpose for living. The vice that plagues the streets and terrorizes the communities, that degrades all, would find scarce ground for cultivation if spiritual knowledge replaced spiritual ignorance. Because the Jews knew not God's law and respected not the teaching he had given them, they crucified Christ. There has not been a greater crime committed by people than the brutal and unjust death of the Son of God at man's hands. It was a most defiant and satanic display of impiety. If ignorance can and did produce that, it can and will produce all kinds of evil of which the mind can imagine. Many honest and sincere people are going about life so naively and blindly as to the reality of spiritual destruction around them. They are gullible while traveling the path to their own destruction because of spiritual ignorance. The lack of knowledge of the Bible causes men and women and boys and girls to follow after false ways, even though they may be seeking salvation, even expecting salvation, but attempting to obtain salvation from sources that never have and never will produce it. They listen to men. They follow after the human doctrines that have been taught, never searching the Scripture to see if their faith is the biblical faith. They have presumed, they have just assumed that what they think is true, and never will allow the possibility that ignorance rather than knowledge is their plight. This naive and undisturbed attitude contributes to the perpetuation of spiritual ignorance and all the attending havoc it causes. Spiritual ignorance has even caused churches that were once strong and active in the cause of Christ to be dashed to pieces on the rocks of internal strife, apostasy, and digression either to the left or to the right. And while members would sometimes just go along wherever they may have been led, they did not check with God's word as they moved. Doctrines were adopted, practices followed that never had root in God's word. Failure to put into practice the truth that they had learned opened the door for the invasion of error that eventually carried them away into apostasy. Spiritual ignorance, even on the part of the church's membership, can and will destroy the church. It will prevent salvation, while spiritual knowledge can produce salvation. Spiritual knowledge is essential to know how to enter into fellowship with deity. Spiritual knowledge is necessary to know how to be forgiven of sins. Spiritual knowledge is necessary to know how to work and to worship God's way, and how to treat other people, how to avoid pitfalls, and even how to make corrections when they're needed. The gospel has both a preventive and a corrective element. There is the positive side of God's will that must be followed, and a negative side that must be heeded. Knowledge of the truth could have prevented many sins from ever being thought or committed. How many times have you heard people say, and maybe you've said it yourself, "If I had known then what I know now, I would not have done as I did." Does not this tell you the value of spiritual knowledge? There's an old adage that says an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and it's a good one. It should be heeded. Spiritual ignorance abandons you to the wiles of the devil, while spiritual knowledge equips you for the battles of life. Action without intelligence is merely action, not intelligent action. And to act intelligently, we must have knowledge. We should cram our minds into overrunning with spiritual information of God's revelation. Many lives have been scarred and ruined. They'll always remain that way. Lives that could have been productive of good, except for spiritual ignorance. Lacking proper training, receiving improper training and information, never coming to know what really matters, unable to establish godly priorities, that's been the sad experience of untold thousands. Spiritual ignorance or spiritual knowledge determines spiritual destruction or spiritual life. Friend, God's Word is our lamp and our light, a guide to our joy and peace and usefulness. It shows our purpose, the reasons to accomplish things and success in this life. But it leads the spirit of man beyond the time when the spirit leaves the body in physical death. The message of the Bible takes man into the realm beyond, even through death, the resurrection, the judgment, and eternity. Too few are following this guide and their lives, as well as the lives they influence. And they are miserable. They are unhappy. They are distraught. They are sinful because they are wicked. They will not only be failures in those things that really matter while on earth, but they shall suffer entrance into hell forever. To fail to learn the message of the Bible, friend, is criminal. Ignorance of the message of God contributes to every evil you can imagine. Your influence is to encourage others to also remain ignorant if you be ignorant, causing others to scorn and to scoff and to ridicule and otherwise set aside the only message upon which people can confidently rely to raise mankind to the level God wants. Today, even as you hear these words, you're lending yourself to spiritual knowledge if you will give heed to what is being said. It is our prayer that by hearing these words, your interest in spiritual knowledge will even be aroused further than ever before, and your appetite for the will of God will be whetted, and you will do that which is necessary to increase spiritual knowledge and get away from spiritual ignorance. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.